hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 24th day of January, 2006. We are live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Folks, I've got Bill Sardi coming on. He'll be on here with us in a few minutes, but I've got to get something off my chest. And it's been eating at me, and gnawing at me. And here's the basic synopsis, and keep this in mind while I rant here for a while, that we are not doing our job as patriots in this country. And I'll tell you why I say that. I can look at the internet numbers. There's a guy subbing for a well-known talk show host. They tuned in. They tuned him out. Where did they tune into? The program here at this network. And it's not about personalities. It's not about this network versus that network. I've always said that competition makes a better product. Down here in Austin, I can go to the Truth Seekers meetings or any of these meetings. Do I see any bumper stickers for Republic Broadcasting? Or Genesis Communications, or First Amendment Radio. I don't care if you listen to Alex Jones. I don't care if you listen to me. I don't care if you listen to Jack Blood, or Joyce and Dave Riley, or whomever on whatever network. That's not the point. The point is, when I can sit there and watch the numbers on the internet, and because one guy is doing somebody's show, subbing for him, and they're used to hearing the other guy, and they tune out and they tune into this network, the mere fact that I can track these numbers is astounding to me. I have got to be real careful to what I'm going to say here because I really don't want to really myth anybody off here. But folks, let me set this up properly. I don't think this country is going to make it through this year. What I see looming on the horizon is an economic crash of biblical proportion that's going to make 1929 look like a cakewalk. We only have so many listeners out there supporting. And a lot of you people wouldn't support anything. You sit back like informational sponges and you soak it up and to hell with anybody else. That's real narcissistic. That's not going to be a formula to save this country. You know what's going to save this country? It's by people going to other people and saying, look, you've got to hear this message. You know, I kept scratching my head. I'm going, wait a minute, we give away free bumper stickers. We got a lot of people who listen to this network. Why aren't they taking the bumper stickers? I'll tell you why. Because you're too damned afraid to put the thing on your car because you're too busy trying to be politically correct. Now, how in God's name are we going to grow any numbers to save this country? How? You're sealing your own doom. And I don't give a rat's ass whether you listen to Genesis Communications, Republic Radio, this station, that station, this network, that network. I'm telling you, we're so thin in our numbers, we are going to go down. And when we go down, you think you're afraid now. When the jack, blow that break off. When the jackbooted thugs start coming down the street, they start doing their house-to-house searches and seizures, you think you're afraid now? You wait. This is going to be Nazi Germany repeated. There's not going to be anybody there to help you because the person that's down the street across the way is not going to know why the jackbooted thugs are kicking in your door, and they're not going to lift a finger to help you because they don't know what's at stake. Why? Because you haven't spoken to them. That's why. Now, I've been real, real nice about this. I've been real kind. But you know what? Every once in a while, I think you people need a boot in your ass. I was talking to Stan Monteith today. Let me try to calm down. I'm going to stroke out here. I swear to my living God in heaven. I was talking to Stan Monteith today. Stan's going on another satellite network. He's still going to remain with us. But I'd get a call about once a month from Stan. Do you have any new stations? No, Stan, we don't. We just went through 2005 that it was such a bad year in November and December. And generally speaking, that time of year, people are going to buy a few gifts here and there. I watched the sales on gold and silver. And folks, you know the story about the gold and silver. The reason why I started Republic Trading Group is because I was getting tired of people being ripped off 35, 40, 45% over melt price. And because I felt bad because we put up best price coin, and initially Dennis Helmer started out real good, then turned real bad real fast. I caught it. I gave the guy the boot. Oh, I could have left him up. He would have paid the rent on this building every month. But in good conscience, I couldn't have done it. It made me mad enough. I thought, okay, you heard the old adage, you want it done right, do it yourself. The reason why I brought Republic Trading Group in, yes, to generate funds to help pay for this network, but to give the people out there a break rather than paying four times what you should be for gold. That's why. Too many people chasing too many pockets out there. Last year was a lousy year. In November and December of last year was absolutely, horribly, incredibly bad. We almost bit the dust. I know if this network with a programming lineup, and I know we still have a few problems there. I'm not stupid. Those problems will be ironed out. If this network is not doing too well, I know how the other networks are doing. I know what their sales are. I check. I know. They're not in any better shape than we are. And the only way that we are going to survive in radio land out here, folks, is to make more listeners. That means you have to open up your mouth. You have to bring them to the table. And this just isn't about satellite network or shortwave or who's on the internet or who's got better numbers. We're not talking about characters that have a good rap. I'm talking about people that can talk sanely that are of good character. We've got charlatans out there. You all know who they are. And if you don't, you've got your head so far in the sand, you wouldn't know a lily from a turd. But there's a lot of you out there that have not been the job required as being Americans in salvation of this country. This isn't about radio, folks. This isn't about just keeping a network on the air. All things being equal, I would be more than happy not to have to do a network. That we were safe and sane and secure and we had our God-given rights and our constitutionally supposed back government in this country. But that's not the case. People have wanted to go off half-cocked. Well, they want to go start to shoot feds or, well, let's go to war. We've had enough. Really? I'll tell you what would have happened. In about 72 hours, y'all would have been deader than dead. Why? Because there wasn't enough of you. Because you can't match their guns. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. And that's basically what this would have been. The only way that we are going to succeed and to get this country back is to have the people informed. That we become so big and so bad. It's like that 500-pound gorilla, rather than us using that as an example of something sitting on our lap, that we're sitting on theirs. Started to mention Stan Monteith. I talked to him. I have to hear this from another arena, so to speak. Well, Stan just says, well, I just want to get my programming out there more. And I said, Stan, I said, how's that going to happen? You go over on another network. We've got some guy out there putting out KU boxes at $169. And that's fine. That's great. I said, but Stan, I was going to add the KU to this network this year. And I said, I'm still trying to pay my bills from last month this month. So how is this helping anything? The fact that I can sit there and watch the numbers from each network, and I know what they're drawing, and I know how many people are listening. I don't have any illusions about this. I have hard, provable fact. And the one thing, and I don't give a damn if you're listening to Genesis or Republic Radio broadcast, I don't care who you're listening to. The mere fact is we don't have enough people out there. And for you people in business out there that you thought 2005 just absolutely sucked, you wait till this year it blows out. And it's going to make 1929 look like a cakewalk, like a run-through, like a rehearsal for the grand stage play. And then we'll see who survives after that. Republic Broadcasting won't be around. Genesis Communications won't be around. First Amendment Radio won't be around. Truth Radio won't be around. Nobody will be around because nobody's going to be able to pay one single damned bill. That's why. And you know, want to know why? Because there's not enough people out there listening to any one of these networks to make a difference. That's why. And everybody's sitting around playing these stupid little ego games. I got to put up with some character down here in Central Texas calling me a carpetbagger. Why? It's because his ego is getting in his way. That's why. And I don't give a hoot in hell if you listen to him, you listen to me, you listen to another guy. It doesn't matter. We're supposed to be in the business of saving this country. How are we going to do it? How are we going to do it, people? There ain't going to be no building an ark and floating away from this one. It's surrounding you. It's getting stronger. Every moment. You've seen this stuff coming. You've bitched about it. You've groused about it. You've complained about it. But what have you done to change the situation? What have you actually done?
Well, I don't like this person because he doesn't like that person. Or he doesn't talk about enough religion. Or I don't think this guy is a Christian. You know what?
Not everybody in this country is a Christian. And they can go to hell of their own accord. If that's not their belief system, I wish them well. This is not about ratings, folks. This is about growing patriotic numbers of people in this country that know what's going on, that will stand up on their own two feet and tell this government and the whole global cabal, you go to hell. My God in heaven wants free people. Wants free people, not slaves. And you've been dragging your asses out there. Every excuse in the book that I've heard. Oh, I can't do that because my wife gets mad at me. Well, what about you, your wife, and your children? What kind of slavery are you consigning them into by your inactivity? Y'all better get a grip out there because you're going to get your asses kicked this year. When this economy falls and it collapses, and you have your martial law, and you have your looting and your rioting in the major cities, you will have martial law in this country. You've got a president sitting there right now in Washington, D.C., and excuse me, but I'm going to use his exact words. The Constitution is just a goddamn piece of paper. That is your president sitting in the White House right now arguing that we can tap whomever's phone we want. It's lawful and legal because I say it is. That is a clue of things to come in this country. And when martial law hits, guess what goes out the window first? That's right, the Constitution.
So if you've been worried about not being too exposed, you're talking too much like an extremist because they're going to come and get me.
Well, you're going to be safe because you kept your mouth shut, you kept a low profile, and you're sitting back and you're watching this country literally be destroyed day by day by day. I'm not doing this, folks, because this is an ego thing for me. I'm not doing this to make money. I'm not doing this for some epitaph written in some history book someplace. I'm doing it because I give a damn. Do you? Do you? How? How have you showed me you've given a damn? What things have you done to inform other people? What have you actually done? We should be the 500-pound gorilla sitting on these people's laps in their own living room, giving them hell every day rather than us getting it. And we have the capability of doing it. And you know what? It doesn't cost anything. You have to eat your food to fuel your body. You have to rest to regenerate your body. You're going to be alive tomorrow and the next day after that, but what are you doing with your time? Do you even care? Do you have any passion about you? Do you have any guts? Are you about anything at all? We can sit around and we can tell ourselves, oh yeah, our numbers are growing. You know what? That's bull. They aren't growing. I know it, and every other damned radio talk show host out there knows it. But they're putting on the happy front. I'm the only sad sack son of a gun who'll get on the air and tell you the truth. Because I don't care about ego. I don't care about ratings. I don't care about advertising dollars except to pay for this network to give other hosts the opportunity to come up. I'm not doing a Thursday show. I'm turning that over to other people because they know their subject matter better than I do. Does that suggest ego to you folks? Or does that suggest a drive? Does that suggest to you that maybe I'm not a bad guy, that some of these yahoos out there with these overemphasized important egos suggest? We got people out there that sold people down the river, and I guarantee you, when the push comes to shove, they're going to do more than that. And your great heroes that were there yesterday are going to be gone tomorrow. I'm already a marked man. I don't give a damned. When this network goes off the air, there goes my protection. I know it, and they know it. And it's going to be open season on yours truly. But you know what? I'm not complaining. There have been a lot of people who lost their lives in the battle for this republic, this great God-given republic. And it's always going to be a struggle to hang on what we have here. But folks, we've gotten too lazy. We've been too lazy too long. And now we're doing the 11th hour emergency call here. If things continue the way they are, I can guarantee you this. We are going to get our butts kicked. We are going to be jailed. We are going to be killed. Hate crime laws will be passed. Nobody will be ever be able to utter one thing against this government and the cabal that they've hitched their ponies to. It'll never happen. The United States will be gone forever, with any hope of freedom for this entire planet. And if you think that's a joke, you better turn this radio off right now because you ain't in serious land. You're not thinking. I'm going to take this break. I'm going to get back here, rant for a few more minutes. I hope what I've said has made any sense to you people, because I've been chiding you. I've been begging you. I've been doing everything under the sun to grow our numbers out there. We're going to get our asses kicked, folks, because we've not grown fast enough. And they never sleep. They've got all the money and they've got all the time, and they're laughing up their sleeves at us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
My guest, Bill Sardi, I'm going to reschedule him because I can't transition, folks. There's nothing phony about this guy here. I just can't drop this and then bring up a guy and do an interview with him for an hour and a half. I'm not a pretender. I can't do it. I want to stay on this subject because I am serious about this. I am not here to scare the bejeebers out of anybody to sell them anything. And there's no buying back our freedom. There's no amount of money that anybody could come up with out there to combat what we're doing, except for one thing. Save the people. The people are going to do it. But we have not been doing our job. I have looked at this from 15 different ways from Sunday. And I can draw only one conclusion. That if you call yourself a patriot, you damn well better start acting like one. Because calling yourself a patriot is giving true patriots a bad name. Don in Ohio.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
First off, I don't have money to send, and I wish I could.
Don't worry, Don.
No, seriously,
let me just interrupt here for 1 second. Because you may not have,
right.
But the next guy does, and he hasn't.
Right.
And there's been too few people trying to help us out.
Yeah.
I'm not here to do a guilt trip on you.
Yeah, I take care of a parent who's got multiple sclerosis, and, I mean, we're living on her check of $556 a month now, and I don't take welfare or anything like that. I take care of her 24/7. I mean, I do have a website, you know, and at the top of my website, you know, I got it right there. It says I don't ask for donations for this site, but would like to ask if you could make a donation, please visit this site. Where it will do the most good for America's future, and it leads right to RBN. Plus, I got a link to your gold trading.
But Don, you're doing what you can.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing all that you can, and that's all that any one man can ask of another.
Right.
Let me tell you a quick story here. I've got a guy, and I won't mention his name. He does a communications book. And I was talking to somebody else on a Sunday evening. And this guy has been listening to me and the people around me for years. But yet I find out that for the past 4 months, he's buying a crap load of gold off of somebody and another company that represents nothing but a company, a gold company, that is doing nothing but out there to make a profit. And I said, I'm upset about this. I said, you're a free man. You can shop wherever you want to. But you know what we're doing here. And if you've been listening, you know we almost went down the tubes in November and December of last year. By the God's good grace, we made it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still staring at last month's bills, and here it is at the end of this month, and it's not even paid yet. And I said, my wife and I, we're marked people. I can guarantee you when the foo-foo hits that oscillating air-moving device that I am going to be one of the people right on the top of that list. She knows that also. And we're not complaining. But we have too many people that are sitting around letting everybody else do the work and are going to let them take the heat while they're sitting quietly back,
mm-hmm.
staying off that radar screen, when the only solution to this problem that we are facing right now, and I'm not going to chide or kid anybody about this one, it's a major one. It's the Mac Daddy of them all. We've got criminals out there that will literally kill you if you look the wrong way. And this is only going to get worse. We have a semblance of some sanity on the streets because we're not seeing jackbooted thugs running up and down the streets, beating in people's doors, dragging them off, or shooting them right in the streets. Not yet. But that day is going to come real, real, real soon. And all the wailing and the gnashing of teeth and the ranting out there is not going to save anything. Because what's going to happen at that time, Don, is their little teat is going to be in the ringer, and they're going to be the ones screaming the loudest that the ones when they had the opportunity to do something, they absolutely did nothing.
Yep.
So you, my friend...
Any possibility you guys can get some T-shirts out there? Because I'd definitely wear some.
Well, they won't even take the damn bumper stickers.
I
get on to the Truth Seeker meeting. Hold on a second. I got a guy down here by the name of Randall. That has been busting his butt to put these meetings on using ragtag equipment that I'll tell you what, he has a hard time with Band-Aids and chewing gum keeping together. But he's done this because he's a good man and he cares. But I walked around the parking lot of these people. There's no Genesis Communications bumper stickers on their cars. There's no Republic Broadcasting Network bumper stickers on their cars. How in God's name are we supposed to get the word out when the people we're putting the word out won't pass it along?
Very true. Very true.
Don, hang on a second. I didn't let you talk. Hang on. I'll take calls today, folks, because I'll tell you what. It's getting serious. It is getting extremely serious, and too many people are treating this like we've got a whole lot of time. The clock's ticking.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statmiller, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Don, go ahead. Go ahead and say your piece, sir.
Well, I just had two last things. Although I already gotten two bumper stickers, I'd like to go ahead and get a couple more if I could. And another thing is, we can't let old Magic Boy, Bullet Boy, you know, take control of this investigation on the NASA wiretapping and stuff like that, because he knew it all along, and he was waiting in the wings just for this time to say, oh, well, I'm incensed, you know, but no, he's going to do the same darn thing as, you know, he did in earlier investigations, you know, come up with the magic bullet theory and things,
you know,
like that.
We're going to keep experiencing these same problems, only they're going to continue to be worse because the structure of this cabalistic government is still going to be in place. Until such time that we have a constitutional republic and people and politicians respect that, and will not step out of that box or cross that line for fear of prosecution, jail time, being deported for being a traitor, whatever you want to call them. Until such time, as I said, we become that 500-pound gorilla sitting in their living room on their lap, nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
And that is the honest to God's truth.
I'll let some other callers call in. Take care and wish you luck.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it. I wish us all luck. I'll tell you what. Because even if we were moving at light speed right now, adding thousands of patriots per day, I don't know if we have enough time. You know, some people have been treating this as if this is, oh, well, I'll get around to it tomorrow. Or, you know, well, maybe next week I'll go to this meeting. Eh, maybe I won't. Maybe if I show up at a meeting, eh, it was okay. But do you think they'll bring a friend? Do you think that they'll put themselves out to maybe look make themselves look bad because they're trying to do the right thing? I want you people to seriously consider what is going on. Because here's the downside to this thing. If we don't win, our stuff's in the wind right now. If we don't win, you all are marked out there. And all of our successive generations are going to be potentially marked. Because they're not going to be able to speak. They're not going to be able to protest. They're not going to be able to do anything. And that's because this generation, we didn't do our job. 11th hour, it's a bad deal. Our fathers and our grandfathers and their fathers should have been doing stuff years ago when this stuff really started to turn bad. But you know human nature. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We have lazy streaks. I'll leave it for the other guy to do. And you know I'm telling the truth. Joe in Boston. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John. How you doing? I know you're not doing too well, but I really never thought you would have to get that way. I do my best like Don, you know. I sent you what I could, and I now have medical problems. I talk to people, and they don't want to hear it. They don't believe me. They don't listen.
Well, but Joe, I've heard this complaint for so many years.
Yeah.
And that is going to happen, but I'm going to tell you what you've done. When you get rejected, and that person that rejects you, you have said enough to that person to plant a seed that one day, even in their clouded minds and their clouded judgment, they're going to look back and they're going to remember you. And they're going to go, my God, that guy was right.
At least I try.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you, where can I give somebody a website to read about the internment camps? I've heard about them, not just on your show, on Joyce and Dave's show, and he doesn't believe me. That old Constitution, yeah, the Constitution.
Oh, the one they're in Washington, D.C., shredding on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Now, that's going to prevent it? Tell them about regional government. Start looking under regional government. Do a Google search on it.
I can have him do it because I'm not too good. And do you have any clips you can play by George Bush to let people hear? Because I know he said these things.
Well, and here's another problem. There's a whole lot of other things we can be doing right now. I've got an engineer that's slash a producer slash engineer. Where most radio stations or most networks, they have their own engineer.
Yeah.
We don't have the money to pay for people to do exactly, to up the quality and do exactly what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
You know, when I get a call from Stan Monty month after month asking me, well, do you have any radio stations for us? Hello?
Yeah.
A network needs money.
Yeah.
To hire people. I don't consider Stan Monty to be a team player. I don't think he's a bad man at all. I think he's a very good man, but I think he's missing the point.
A lot of people just do it just for entertainment. They don't understand. Entertainment's part of it, but you also want to... If people would work together, you know, the things would be a lot different. I don't know, but your network sound has improved. I've heard it has improved.
We have some things that we need to do to... in the next 48 hours, by the way, for all of you people out there have been calling us and calling us and calling us and going, your satellite's going in and out. Yeah, we know it. Because Global Crossing has been dragging their feet, hooking up a 56K line, the T1 line, over in North Carolina. That will be remedied in 48 hours or less. Okay, so...
I want you to know I've done my best, but people just they just don't want to listen. I even play some of the shows I download, and people go, that can't happen.
It will happen, and what you're doing, Mr. Appleseed, is planting that seed that one day, with the proper environment, and they get pissed on enough.
So under regional government.
Go after regional government. That happened during the Nixon administration. Start looking up regional government.
Because I wish I knew where these sites are and what papers had them in. I could tell Elliot, my friend, where to go look and search, because I know their buildings, because I've heard this on other stations too.
And you know, I would like to have the luxury when I have somebody like you call in that say, you know, we need this information. I'd like to take one of our paid employees, which we only have five, of which they're loaded up to their gills right now. I would like to have people here that I could say, hey, go do this right now. I don't have that luxury. But I hear what you're saying.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Appreciate you and your support. Speaking of support, I was talking to Robbie Noel Sunday night. And he said, John, he said, you should up your rates on your gold and silver. He says, because you know what? There's a lot of people out there that got a heck of a lot more money than you can even imagine. And I said, I know, Robbie, I know they're out there. And it was here was the spin on this deal. I guess to make it a more competitive market with the other gold and silver traders out there, I should do exactly what they're doing. Folks, I want you to survive. I want you to thrive. I want you to live. I want you to live to see another day. I want to see food in your stomach. I want to see you able to pay your heating bill so you don't freeze to death. But these are just temporary problems. I want to see you live in a country that the children that you have right now, that you're raising, or if they're not old enough when they marry and they have their own children, that they're born into a country that at least they have a fair chance at life, at freedom. That's what this is about. This isn't about who does better programming or sounds better on the air. I've met a lot of people out there, and they've asked to be on this network, that they have good hearts. They can't do radio programming, but they want to. They at least want to try. Do you know how much guts that takes, folks? Do you have any idea for people that have never spoken in the public arena, never been behind a microphone, to put their fears aside, to get up and try to do what they can do? Do you know how much guts that takes? Do you have any idea? Gary, you're up.
Hey, John. I just want to talk to you a little bit about the bumper stickers, because it's a real sore point with me. I was one of the people that called the very first day that you offered those bumper stickers, and I love your program. And what happened was I said, okay. They didn't ask me for any money, but I sent in $2 cash, you know, to pay for your postage to send them to me. 3 weeks later, no bumper stickers. I called your office there. People there said, don't worry, they're coming. They took my name and address. And waited another month. No bumper stickers.
Have you been to Gary?
Hang on just a minute, John. Please hear me out. I spoke to you in person at the ACAT City Council meeting that we had down there about access. And you were very nice. You said, call you, leave a message on your voicemail. I did that 4 times. I called the station again. They said, now send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. I did that 2 times. Finally, 6 months after the initial request, I got the bumper stickers. But by this time, I'd lost respect in you and your integrity to do what you say. And maybe this is a little issue, but I care very passionately about the cause. But you might want to follow through with what you say you're going to follow through.
Gary, did you just hear? Wait, I'll let you have your piece. Now let me at it. Did you hear what I just said to the previous guy?
But some of it, yes.
He had a suggestion. Well, can you get me this information? When you called up here, you probably talked to my wife at least a couple of those times.
Sure.
Okay? She is my bookkeeper. She is so many different things. She answers the phone. She tries to do product sales. She does so much. This woman's working 12 hours a day When she gets home, she can't sleep at night because she's worrying about paying the bills. She is literally killing herself. Now, I'm real happy after 6 months, and that has not happened to too many people. And I'm real sorry for that. And if you've lost respect because I'm not a man of my word, well, then that's your business. All right?
Well, you know, again, I'm a forgiving person. I can overlook and make allowances.
No, what you're doing is trying to pick fly shit out of the sugar bowl. Excuse my French.
Excuse me?
Did you hear me?
No.
Yes, you did.
You were talking over me, and listen, I am hearing impaired, so could you please repeat that?
All right, never mind. I'm not going to repeat it. Go ahead.
No, you asked me what I heard you say, and I didn't.
And I just told you I'm not going to repeat what I just said.
Okay. Again, my point, John, is I'm not against your program. I'm not against your network. I just am a little frustrated because it takes so long for you to do what you say you're going to do, and you keep getting on the radio and whining.
All right. That's enough. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Russell in Tennessee.
Hello, John. Good afternoon to you, sir. Well, I don't have a comment on the last gentleman's comment.
This guy, he's a little miffed, and he's got his own personal axe to grind. Let's not comment on him. We'll just let him go.
It happens. But I want to just commend and congratulate you for being an excellent patriot, an awesome American, and for just the way that you've changed my mental thinking over the past, I don't know, months that I've been listening to you. I started out listening to radio, listening to the Hour of the Times about 3 months ago, and then when I moved here to Tennessee, I started I hear your broadcast from a micro broadcaster. And I want to make a suggestion. I was living down in after I got out of the Army, I went down to Jacksonville, Florida, and started helping run karate schools. And one of the things that we did in our martial arts academies and that I trained people to do was to actively go out and recruit people. You know, the best marketing strategy that we had was not in advertising. It was in our own personal efforts, what we did internally and externally. And that was writing a script, teaching someone how to go out, personally invite them into their first lesson. And this could easily be done to helping them, you know, helping people to really see the truth. You know, I know that you were talking about planting a seed, and, you know, once you plant that seed, then that'll be enough, but it's not really enough. You know, you have to go out, and you have to actively pursue people, because people nowadays, they're just not capable of handling such a thought and such a theory. That's all they'll do, is they'll just handle it. They won't take any action upon it. And if you have someone that's an ambassador that will go out and actively recruit and actively try and speak the word and speak the message and show them that, hey, this is a worthwhile cause. Why? Do you value your freedom? If you speak to their emotions, then that's going to reach them on the interior level. And if you can do that, then within 30 days, you'll have an exponential growth. So my question to you, and also my suggestion is to try and formulate something like this. My question to you is, how can I help? Because I would absolutely love to. I drive from a little bitty town in Tennessee to my workplace. It's about 60 minutes a day, and I lose your network after I leave my little podunk town, which means that there's not a micro broadcaster that's in the big enough area where people can actually hear you. And, you know, you can't really control what people do at home unless you go out and you actively pursue them and actively seek them to listen to the message.
Well, and that thirsty horse out there, if you've got any there in Tennessee, you got to lead him to the water. Now,
I
understand.
They say that you know, you can lead a horse to water, but
you can't make it drink. But
unless you hit it in the
Russell,
you know,
Russell,
in the ball. Yes, sir.
Russell, I've been in this. I'm getting an echo here. I've been in this for a long time, and I understand human beings, and I understand their psychological makeups, and I can understand what a lot of people tell me as to why people react the way they do. But I'll repeat this once again. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to wake up, or at least going to be asking the questions, is what the heck happened? Because they're not going to have a clue. And what we've not done is we've not led them to that water to let them drink. You can't force that horse to drink. You can beat that doggone thing with a baseball bat, and the only thing you're going to get is a dead horse.
Correct.
But what I would suggest down there is people put up more micro stations. We're going to add KU to this network this year if we ever get out from under the gun here. and we're going to put up another satellite. These satellite dishes and boxes can be purchased for a lousy $169. That's the same price as a shortwave radio. And there are many people on that KU. Very inexpensive, very easy to put up, very easy to do a micro station off of that, or just simply the people are in areas that they don't hear a micro. They can't get shortwave. There's no AM or FM station around. A little micro in a little town does wonders, and I don't care if it's 1,000 people, 5,000, or 10,000 people. Sometimes these are the better towns because they are kind of isolated, and they have not heard this message before.
That's
so
true.
So what I'm saying to you, you know, I guess it's my fault. Gary nailed me. It's because I didn't mail him his bumper sticker is the reason why this Patriot movement has not progressed further.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
I wouldn't either.
That's
I was being
off the wall.
I was being a little sarcastic.
Yes, sir.
But anything that you can think of, anything that you can do, people are very imaginative and very creative. We used to be. And I don't care if it's down at the corner gas station putting RBN Live and a little tearaway thing on a gas pump. I don't care.
I tell you.
Hang on. I'm up against the break. Just hold on 1 second. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty was
right. Russell, go ahead, sir. I kind of was talking and walking over you there. I don't know. My suggestion, put up a low-power FM, have some people, make some contacts, another small town down there in Tennessee. I tell you, they're the only way that we're going to take this country back is little town by little town, and we need to surround them rather than us surrounding them, or them surrounding us, rather.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly, and for all the listeners out there, whether you be listening on, you know, on shortwave or off of a regular FM broadcast or even on the internet, when I first heard your, when I first heard the beginning of your broadcast today, it, you know, it inspired me. So I stopped at a gas station to get gas, and every person that was next to me and everyone that I could see, I asked them, hey, please do me a favor. Tune your radio to 92.7. Just listen to it right now. And if you like the broadcast, if you like it, go tell a friend. And if they like it, tell them to go tell their friends. It's very educational, it's enlightening, and it's better than anything that you're going to hear, any of this bubble gum for the brain that you're going to hear on any different station.
Let me tell you what Rick Strawcutter did. Rick Strawcutter down in Adrian, Michigan, and he went to court on this deal. He had a, I guess you could call it a low-power FM. He had all state-of-the-art radio equipment. He had a tower that would just blow you away. He went out so many miles that it was incredible. On his first day of flipping that switch, he had his church congregation members out on the street corners in Adrian, Michigan, with his I forget what it was, 90 point something or other. There he was. There they were on the street corners. He got on the first day he was on the air. He got over 200 phone calls from a little town in Adrian, Michigan.
And I remember listening to the show that both of you that when you had him on your show about that. And
yeah.
Once again, that inspired me. But for for me, the just regular listener, I have no clue how to do that. And
do you have any friends?
I do have friends. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do what I said. Stand out on a street corner on a Saturday morning, or during the week. It doesn't matter. And just stand out there. With the call letters, tune in now. That's all you got to do. That's all you have to do. I mean, you spoke to a few people in a gas station today. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. People have a natural curiosity. They want to find out, well, what's that? I want to find out what it is. For those that have ears to hear, they're going to keep listening. For those that don't waste your time on them. I call them the furniture. Move them, throw them out on the street corner, walk over the top of them, whatever you got to do. But move on to the next person. Try that. How big is your town down there?
It's less than 1,000.
Less than 1,000. Well, then you probably won't have to stand out there long with a placard, will you?
Probably not.
All right. Thanks for your call, Russell.
Thank you, John. Keep up what you're doing, sir.
All right. Thank you. Well, we're going to try. James, John, Roger, Eleanor, and John, we'll get to your calls in the second hour of the National Intel Report for you international shortwave listeners out there, 5.050 on your shortwave dial. By the way, we've got some talk show hosts that we're trying to find sponsorship for. The network's still paying for the shortwave, so while you're out there listening today, it's a real good shortwave day. Think about the people yet to come. They're going to tune into shortwave to hear the message, but only if we're around to give it to them. Second hour coming up.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.